We have a special offer for first-time donors to Issues Etc. For any size gift during the months of January and February, we'll send you an autographed copy of Pastor Will Wheaton's new book, Thank, Praise, Serve, and Obey, Recover the Joys of Piety. Make your first-time contribution online at issuesetc.org or send your check to Issues Etc., Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234, and we'll send you an autographed copy of Thank, Praise, Serve, and Obey. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We come to the end of the broadcast week, and it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, a simple game we like to play with our listeners, where we play four soundbites from this week's Issues Etc. audio. After we have played those soundbites, you give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MIIE, or you send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or you send us a tweet at IssuesETC, or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, and your vote will decide which of these four soundbites will be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. We're giving away the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. And phone call voters get to vote first. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MIIE. Soundbite number one this week comes from Pastor Will Wheaton. We've begun a series with him on Christian piety. He likes to talk about it in terms of developing godly habits. And here he is answering the question, does Christian piety constrict Christian freedom?
When I'm learning a piece of music for the piano, right, your fingers get in a habit. They learn how it goes. There's a feel, right? Muscle memory. It's written in your brain and in your fingers how the thing goes. So when you sit down to actually make the music, it can simply flow, right? And this is the point of any habit, is far from constricting your freedom, it's actually setting you free to make the music, because you don't have to think about the basics of doing it. You know, go back to C.S. Lewis's famous quote on the liturgy, right? He said, as long as you're counting the steps, you're not dancing. As long as you're reading the notes, you're not really making the music. It's only after that's been mastered on either side that you're really set free to dance, to play. These habits enable us to actually live in the freedom that's ours as the children of God. Every household has ways they do things. It's not any different with God's house. We're adopted into the family of God, and we need to learn the habits of the household. We're going to find out this household is all about freedom. Freedom in the Bible is not, I can do whatever I want to do whenever I want to do it. That's not freedom. That's only slavery. Freedom in the Bible is, I have a Father who loves me, who has given his Son to die for me, who has given me a life that never is going to be taken away from me, whose Son, by his blood, has covered absolutely all of my sins. I have freedom. This is freedom.
That's soundbite number one. Pastor Will Wheaton, does Christian piety constrict Christian freedom? His answer is no. If you'd like to vote for that one to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, just give us a call, 1-877-623-MIIE, or send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at IssuesETC, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. We'd like to know which one you're voting for, why you're voting for it. That reason is very important. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from Pastor Jonathan Fisk on teaching children the virtue of humanity versus the vice of envy.
How do we help a child see that to be working for the good of the other is better than to only view everything through the eyes of how good it is for myself? That is to teach a child to be humane, as opposed to have them pursue the natural vice of envy, which we all kind of carry within us, right? And again, some of this is really about law and gospel. And how do we teach the child to love the law without teaching the child they have to keep the law in order to be loved? Yeah? And it's not that easy. But it starts with, again, showing how the vice of envy ends up destroying the brotherhood of love, which would see another doing good or receiving good and rejoice in that and even seek to make that thing happen.
That's soundbite number two, Pastor Jonathan Fisk on teaching children the virtue of humanity versus the vice of envy. 1-877-623-6943. 623-6943-877-623-MYIE. Here's soundbite number three, Dr. Clinton Armstrong. We were talking about a famous colloquy between some Lutherans and some Calvinists. Here he is with a big difference between the two.
It's not as necessary, I think, to have hundreds of Bible verses at command and a long tradition and learning in scholastic theology to get at what's going on in the differences between the Lutherans and the Calvinists. It comes down to the basic axioms that were running the show for John Calvin and for Theodore Beza in the later 16th century. Axioms about what can and cannot happen when we're talking about how the Lord is present in the Lord's Supper. One of those axioms is that the infinite cannot be contained in the finite. The Calvinist tradition takes it as truth that since the finite cannot contain the infinite, then the Lord cannot be present in the way that he says he is in the Lord's Supper, saying, "This is my body." They do talk about a real presence, but it's a presence that is heavenly, a presence in heaven, not a bodily presence by which Jesus Christ is in, with, under bread and wine in the sacrament.
That's soundbite number three, Dr. Clinton Armstrong, a big difference between Lutheranism and Calvinism. Vote for it by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Get ready to vote. Here is soundbite number four. It comes from Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, responding to what we often hear, the Bible isn't a history book.
The Bible comes to us not first as a theology book, but as a history book. The Bible comes to us saying, these are things that happened. That's what it says. Now, some people want to say, well, no, we want to get rid of the history, but we want to take the theology, or we want to get rid of the history and we want to take the point of it, the moral of the story, like it's an Aesop's fable. But an Aesop's fable does not come to you and present itself to you first as a history and then as a moral lesson. It presents itself to you as a story that's supposed to have a moral lesson. And you don't have to really believe that there was a mouse who really chewed the ropes off of a lion to get the point. But the Bible comes to us first as a history text. And this is true of all of these things at the very beginning. I mean, the creation of the world in 6 days and the creation of Adam and Eve, of the creation of Eve from the rib of Adam, these things are presented to us as plain historical facts. And then much theological ado is made from them. And I think that the people who want to play around with this need to wrestle not with the theology first, but simply with the text that asks to be read as history. And that's certainly true of all of Genesis. It's inviting us. In fact, it's insisting that if we take it seriously, that we take it as a historical account.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, responding to the Bible isn't a history book. Give us a call to vote, and this break is a great time to call, 1-877-623-6943. Your vote for one of the four soundbites that we've laid before you. Pastor Will Whedon, does Christian piety constrict Christian freedom? Pastor Jonathan Fisk on teaching the virtue of humanity versus the vice of envy. Dr. Clinton Armstrong on the difference between Lutheranism and Calvinism. And Pastor Brian Wolfmiller responding to the Bible isn't a history book. We'll be right back with your votes.
This book is all about how to help recover piety in the house.
Pastor Will Whedon, talking about his new book, Thank, Praise, Serve, and Obey, Recover the Joys of Piety.
What do you do when people have confused a legalistic pietism for any form of Christian piety? And by piety, I just mean godly habits.
Learn more about Thank, Praise, Serve, and Obey at issuesetc.org.
Here's what you'll find in the latest Issues Etc. journal. I've written a column titled A Letter to Ex-Evangelicals. Pastor Rob Kieslowski has detailed his journey to the Lutheran Christian tradition, and Dr. Ken Sherb writes about the story of an entire city's journey to the Reformation, Strasbourg, France. We'll send you the Issues Etc. journal for free. Just click the red journal subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org, the free online Issues Etc. journal.
More topics, more guests, more Jesus. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. Live on this Friday afternoon, January the 12th. It's time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, an email, talkback at issuesetc.org, Twitter at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We're giving away the Lutheran Public Radio bundle package to the listener with the best vote. Will it be soundbite number one, Pastor Will Wheaton, does Christian piety constrict Christian freedom? Soundbite number two, Pastor Jonathan Fisk, teaching children the virtue of humanity versus the vice of envy. Soundbite number three, Dr. Clinton Armstrong, a big difference between Lutheranism and Calvinism. Or soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller responding to the Bible isn't a history book. 1-877-623-6943. On the phone from Fort Wayne, Indiana, Alyssa, thanks for waiting.
Yes, I'd like to vote for soundbite number one. Well, I also loved soundbite number two, and I love the question, how do we teach the child to love the law without teaching them that they have to keep the law to be loved? I thought that soundbite number one and Pastor Wheaton kind of helped answer that in talking about the freedom that we have in Christ and talking about Christ for us. It helps us know that Christian piety can be piety without taking it into pietism. So I really loved his illustration. It was very helpful.
Alyssa, thank you very much. Say smartest listeners in radio. Let's see what Joel has to say in Colorado. Hi, Joel.
Hey, Pastor. I'd like to vote for Pastor Fisk, soundbite number two. The self has always been the world's greatest idol, especially now when pop culture and the education system and the progressive mindset elevate the self above everything else. I think Pastor Fisk's list of virtues versus vices was a great way for parents to help their children get over themselves.
All right, Joel, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Colorado. Stephanie listens in Canada. She's voting for soundbite number two, Pastor Fisk. I vote for this soundbite because the current culture tends to view selfishness as loving yourself, as Luther would call it, navel-gazing. Fisk's comment highlights this conflict with our nature, with our culture, while at the same time acknowledging the paradox of loving the law but not using the law to find love. It was brilliantly explained there in a few sentences. Stephanie, thanks for listening in Canada. Kent listens in Canyon Lake, California. My vote is for soundbite number three. I am a Reformed Christian, and I appreciate the effort to present both positions clearly and graciously. Eric listens in Wisconsin, also voting for soundbite number three. Thought Dr. Armstrong perfectly described how Calvinists put reason over the Word of God instead of simply taking Scripture at its word. John is in Canada. He says, my vote this week is for Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. They're all good, but I vote for Pastor Wolfmiller on this one because I think that of all the four, his was the most fundamental and most important truth to be expressed in a one-minute soundbite. Thanks for listening in Canada. In Crete, Illinois, Doug is there voting for Pastor Wheaton. He says, Pastor Wheaton's comparison of muscle memory with practicing piety rings very true. Practice makes permanent. Perfect practice makes perfect. Developing the habits of God's household enriches our lives as Christ's followers and allows us to meditate more easily on the law of the Lord day and night, to pray continually, in short, to draw ever closer to our Savior. Doug, thanks for listening there in Illinois. David listens in Overton, Texas. I vote for soundbite number 4, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, responding to the Bible isn't a history book. If the Bible isn't primarily a history book, then it's at best a partial book of mythical tales. It is very, its veracity and the transcendent nature of Scripture is to be viewed seriously, he says. Then it must be a reliable historical text as well. Our confidence must be based on this fact. David listens in Colorado. He says, since I was a little child, I have heard people tiptoe away from the saying that Pastor Wolfmiller says in his segment, the Bible isn't the true history of the world. To hear him step up and assert it is wonderful. Issues Etc. is where I come on the internet to hear things like this. Thanks to Pastor Wolfmiller and Issues Etc. for continuing to say what we need to hear. And thanks for listening, David. Leela listens in Texas, voting for soundbite number 4, Pastor Wolfmiller. Soundbites are all very good, and that it's difficult to choose one. At the end of the day, the Bible as history is hotly debated, especially in liberal churches as well as in the secular world. Therefore, Pastor Wolf Miller's soundbite is not only excellent, but as they all were, but especially relevant in today's wild world. Thank you very much, Leela, for listening in Texas. In California, there's Roberta. I'm overjoyed to choose Pastor Wolf Miller's soundbite as the winning soundbite of the week. Genesis is truly a history book. We can see that all throughout the book, not only is it factual, but interesting too, from the creation account to the disastrous happenings of the events of Adam and Eve and the fall to Noah, his longing for men to be saved, his building of the ark and his family's sojourn in it, to Abraham and the covenant of circumcision, then Isaac, the child of promise, his son Jacob, and then last but not least, Joseph, who was sold into slavery, which in the long run saved his family. These people above were eyewitnesses to the accounts given. They were there. They know what happened. It's the same at creation. The Word spoke and creation appeared. How can we dare say that the Bible isn't a history book? Good question, Roberta. Thanks for listening in California. Michael listens in Minnesota. He says, Reverend Whedon gets my vote. So many people believe that they can do anything they want in worship that feels like praise to them. Christian piety sees the steps that reinforce authentic Christian faith and desires to walk in them in Christ. That's when it really feels like worship and we dance before the Lord. Aaron listens in Florida. My vote's for Jonathan Fisk. He's one of the most brilliant voices in Lutheranism today. His insights into child rearing and the difficulties with conveying our biblical teaching in an age of postmodernity is a breath of fresh air. No doubt about that. Sonia listens in Illinois, voting for soundbite number 1. As a church musician, Sonia says, I found myself nodding in agreement as Pastor Whedon explained the difference between the constricting, perhaps even dull, work of learning something and the freedom of artistically expressing the thing already learned. The analogy to a life of Christian piety, the freedom within Christ-like habits, carefully nurtured and developed, is spot on. I also appreciate the joy with which Pastor Whedon points us to the saving work of Christ. Thanks for all you do and blessings in 2018, she says. Martin listens in Oak Park, Michigan. My vote is for Pastor Wolfmiller because most folks think that the Bible is a theological book and do not fully understand that the Bible is actually a history book about our Lord and his creation. This is why our Savior Jesus Christ is needed by all of us, he says. Thank you very much for listening in Oak Park. Nancy listens in Idaho, voting for Dr. Armstrong, soundbite number 3. The reason this soundbite encouraged me that the move from Calvinism to Lutheranism was correct. Glad you made the move, Nancy. Brian listens in Lexington, Missouri, says, I've seen a lot of debates in social media about the historical claims of the Bible. It's important to regard the Bible as history, especially Genesis. If Adam and Eve were not historical people created by God at creation, the whole purpose of Christ's coming falls apart. Adam brought sin into the world, and with sin came death. Because sin entered the world by a man, sin needed to be paid for by a man. If death existed before Adam, then sin existed before Adam. If death and sin existed before Adam, then a man didn't bring sin into the world. Could Jesus then be man to take sin out of the world? Thank you for Pastor Wolfmiller and for stating it so clearly that the Bible is true history that needs to be taken seriously. Caitlin listens in Keene, New Hampshire, this week voting for soundbite number 1. Coming back to the Lutheran Church after 25 years in fundamental independent Baptist churches was quite a culture shock. The liturgy seemed constricting and rigid, and reciting written prayers was distinctly odd. and it felt like I was limiting the Holy Spirit, but I've come to rejoice in the structure and the rich doctrine found in the divine service. So took piano lessons and completely understand Pastor Whedon's analogy in his soundbite. Matthew listens in Michigan saying, I vote for Pastor Whedon. It gave me another level of appreciation of the liturgy, its beauty, depth, and timelessness, connecting me to all believers. Thank you, Pastor Whedon. Doug says, I want to win the Lutheran Public Radio bundle package, and I vote for Brian Wolfmiller. Doug, thank you very much. He's voting for soundbite number 4. And that, by the way, is the winner, according to your votes of Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Pastor Brian Wolfmiller responding to the Bible isn't a history book.
The Bible comes to us not first as a theology book, but as a history book. The Bible comes to us saying, these are things that happened. That's what it says. Now, some people want to say, well, no, we want to get rid of the history, but we want to take the theology, or we want to get rid of the history and we want to take the point of it, the moral of the story, like it's an Aesop's fable. But an Aesop's fable does not come to you and present itself to you first as a history and then as a moral lesson. It presents itself to you as a story that's supposed to have a moral lesson. And you don't have to really believe that there was a mouse who really chewed the ropes off of a lion to get the point. But the Bible comes to us first as a history text. And this is true of all of these things at the very beginning. I mean, the creation of the world in 6 days, and the creation of Adam and Eve, of the creation of Eve from the rib of Adam, these things are presented to us as plain historical facts, and then much theological ado is made from them. And I think that the people who want to play around with this need to wrestle not with the theology first, but simply with the text that asks to be read as history. And that's certainly true of all of Genesis. It's inviting us. In fact, it's insisting that if we take it seriously, that we take it as a historical account.
That's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, soundbite number 4, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller responding to the Bible isn't a history book. The LPR bundle package, I'm going to give away two. First one goes to Alyssa in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Thank you for your vote. And since Doug asked, sometimes all you got to do is ask. He's going to get one as well. If you'd send your mailing address and your shirt sizes to talkback@issuesetc.org. Thanks to everybody who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Issues Etc. has been brought to you in part this week by LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. They support almost 200 chaplains who are committed to meeting the spiritual needs of military personnel and their families. You can learn more at lcms.org/armed forces. Serving those who serve, lcms.org/armed forces. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll continue our series introducing the books of the Bible with the aforementioned Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. We'll also study the Epiphany hymn, Hail to the Lord's Anointed, with Dr. Arthur Just. And we will look forward to Sunday morning discussing Jesus beginning his ministry and calling his first disciples with Dr. Carl Fikencher. If it isn't history, if it didn't happen, well, what does St. Paul say? Then our faith is in vain, and we are of all men most to be pitied. Yes, it is a history book. It's the real history book. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Did you make a New Year's resolution to get in shape this year? You'll find quality personal training and qualified instruction at Performance Fitness at Edwardsville. You could even work out for a full 30 days before making a commitment to join. Visit them on the web at performancefitness618.com or call 618-692-5063. Performance Fitness can help you keep your New Year's resolution. Performance Fitness in Edwardsville. Performancefitness618.com.
St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Wildwood, Missouri is a proud sponsor of Issues Etc. And if you enjoy the relevant, Christ-centered teachings presented on this program, then you should come and join us at St. Paul's on Sundays at 9 a.m., where you will hear sermons that proclaim Jesus Christ and Him crucified for our sins, and enjoy in-depth Bible studies to help us grow as disciples. For more information, check us out at stpaullutheranwildwood.org.